The saint asks the king to let him spend time alone with the slave girl in order to discover her ailment. The doctor said, "Vacate your house today. Even your family must be sent away." So no one's listening from the corridors while I interrogate the girl indoors. The house was emptied. No one else remained. Alone now with the girl who looked so pained. He gently asked, "From which town did you come?" "The cure depends on where the patient's from." "Which relatives do you have living there? Whose family, whose friendship do you share?" Feeling her pulse, he went through one by one questions about the course the stars must run. When someone stumbles barefoot on a thorn, he stops and checks what he has trod upon. To use a needle to dislodge its head, or failing that, by moistening it instead. If in your foot it proves so hard to find, imagine one that's pierced your heart and mind. If such thorns could be traced by any fool, how then could sorrow ever hope to rule? If someone picks a donkey near its tail, the helpless beast will buck and start to wail. But this will serve to drive it further in. A sage is needed to remove the pin. The donkey would continue with its fit and prick itself 100 times with it. Our thorn-removing doctor is the best. He presses first all over as a test. Through sharing stories with the poor sick maid, he asked about her friends and where she had stayed. And she divulged to him the history of all her past friends and her family. While listening to what the girl would share, he monitored her pulse with utmost care. Whoever's name would raise her pulse would be the one for whom she suffered constantly. Once she had named her friends from home, he'd then about another town inquire again. "After you left your home, where did you go? Where did you stay the longest? Let me know." She mentioned further places by their name. Her pulse and her complexion stayed the same. She listed every detail of each town, from local breed to features of renown. Of town by town and home by home she'd speak without a quiver in her veins or cheek. Her pulse felt stable to his knowing hand, until he asked the girl of Samarkand. Her pulse increased to rates beyond compare. She'd been kept from a certain goldsmith there. Once the physician solved this mystery, he found the source of her deep agony. So where precisely is this man's abode? It's near the bridge on the Gatafar Road. I recognize your illness. Count on me. My magic will provide the remedy. Be joyful, maiden, carefree and secure. As rain revives the grass, I'll find the cure. I'll take your suffering on, so grieve no more. I'm kind like fathers who their girls adore. Make sure to keep the secret safe with you. I mean, in case the king should ask you to. For if a soul entombs its secret love, fulfillment comes more quickly from above. The prophet said, whoever hides his dream attains it sooner through the Lord Supreme. When seeds are hidden deep beneath the ground, their secret turns to verdure all around. Silver and gold are hidden in the mine. To nurture them and purify their shine. The doctor's soothing words and promises relieve the girl of countless illnesses. True promises give pleasure constantly. False promises increase anxiety. The promise of the pure's hard currency. The promise of the pure's hard currency. The promise of the base brings bankruptcy. Hi, this is Mohsin. Thank you for listening to the English recitation of Rumi's Masnavi. I know understanding the meaning behind these poems could be hard. After all, you're listening to raw translations of this wonderful book. If you wish to hear the meaning and discussions behind these lines, please visit my YouTube page listed in the details section of this podcast. There, you can find interpretations and discussions behind these lines. I hope to connect with you guys soon, and all the best, and cheers to you all.